Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, this is Dick Huddleston. And I'm happy to report that Pine Ridge is going to have a public library. I don't know how good it's going to be, but Lum and Abner have rounded up all the books, magazines, and newspapers they can find, and they're now trying to convert a section of the Jot 'em Down store into a library. They're where they're at now, sorting out the books, or that is, Lum is. About all Abner's doing is just reading the newspapers they've gathered up.
Following which, Mrs. Barton served refreshments. The balance of the evening was spent in playing cards and games. All reported
Abner,
a
quit
good
reading time. Them papers. We ain't getting all these books and papers and magazines in here for you to read. They're for the library.
Well, ain't that what the library's for, to read in?
Of course it is, but we got to get it started first. Lay down them papers and help me put some of these books on the shelves.
On the shelves? Now, Lum, how can we put books on there? Them are filled up with canned goods. Well, here's an article about old Tom Blevins.
Abner, if you'd get your nose out of them news weeklies for a second, you'd see the shelves is empty. I moved all the canned goods over with the harness, so there's plenty of room up there. Now get over there by the shelves, and I'll start handing you the books.
All right. Start handing. I'm ready. Tom Blevins journeyed to Odin Saturday night to visit
relatives. Abner, you're not paying attention. I mean, get over by the shelves next to the window there.
The window?
Yeah, the window. That reminds me, we got to get some glass in that window sometime. Flies will start coming in there pretty soon.
Yeah, well, it makes a good place for him to get out, too, Lum. I reckon what relates old Tom has over there in Odin?
I wouldn't know.
It might be that sister-in-law of his, Enori, I believe her name was. Opal. Which was it, Enori or Opal?
I don't know, and I don't care. Just hesh up and take the books as I check them off here. Black Beauty.
No, that ain't her name. It was more like Irma.
That's the name of the book. Here, Black Beauty.
Oh, Black Beauty.
Last of the Mohicans, Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans.
Lorna Doone.
I believe that was her name, Lorna. Either Lorna or Nori, one. Maybe it tells an article here. Tom Blevins journeyed to Odin Saturday.
Abner, if you don't stop reading them newspapers and pay attention to your work, I'm going to unsolve partnerships right now.
Lum, I'm paying attention.
You air nod. You ain't watched once where you's putting them books. Stack them over closer to the window.
All right. Feller can't call his soul his own around here. Yackety, yackety.
And stop mumbling. All right, Ms. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch.
Ms. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch.
World Almanac for 1909.
World Almanac.
Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Boy Trapper.
Gay Dashley's Academy Days.
Myra.
Myra?
Yeah, that's her name, Myra. Just happened to run across a nice article here about her. Myra Clarity was a visitor at the Blevins home in Pine Ridge over the weekend. Myra is a sister-in-law
of... Oh, for pity's sakes.
What do you know about that? Why, they must have passed each other on the road. See, Tom was on his way over here, to Odin, I mean, and Myra's on her way over here.
I don't care where neither Tom nor Myra
was. That old Tom was sitting there in a wagon sound asleep and passed right by her.
We're going to make a success out of this library. We got to settle down and fix it up to where it looks like one.
Why, sure, yeah, of course we do. Well, sir, now I reckon how come old Tommy passed right by her without seeing her. Sound asleep, that's what he was.
Abner, will you forget that? If you read one more article out of them papers, I'm going to whop you.
Yeah, mind out. Long mind out there. Come Cedric.
Huh?
Cedric's coming up out there.
Oh, well, now just remember what I told you. If I catch you... Grannies, what's Cedric carrying there?
Yeah, looks like books. Must be for the library.
Well, good for him. Didn't know he knowed about the library already.
No.
Come on in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner, Mr. Lum. You fellers want these books?
Why, of course we do, Cedric. We're starting up a library. A free public library.
Oh, well, I figured you'd want these books anyway. You know where I got them?
Well, it don't matter where you got them, Cedric. They're welcome wherever they come from.
Oh, sure. The more the merrier, Cedric.
Yes, Ma.
If you can get any more, why, just bring them on in. We need all we can get.
Well, I'll go out and look. If there's any more around there, I'll get them.
Yeah, do that, Cedric. That's a good boy.
I'll be back as quick as I can.
All right, Cedric.
So long.
So long, Cedric.
So long. That's awful thought of you, Cedric, to bring these in. They look like good books, too.
Yeah, now, I reckon where he got them. Over there at the Sea Strunks's?
Well, now, he might have. He hangs around there seeing Clarabelle most of the time, and I know they've got an awful lot of books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was over there once, and I counted as high as 11 books right there in the parlor.
Oh, yeah, there's no getting around at them Sea Strunks's. His bookworms all right.
Oh, they've got a catalog stacked up there. Of course, they'd sit there at night, you know, and go through the wish book and wish for this and that and the other, you know.
Well, them books has helped the Sea Strunks's all right, because they've got the highest class of ignorance of anybody in town.
Oh, yes, yes, they have. Yes,
Ezra alone reads a whole book every year or so. He told me that himself.
Well.
He'll probably be one of our best customers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He can ride over here in his new buggy.
New buggy?
Yeah, I was just reading about it here. Let's see, where was that? Here it is. Ezra Seastrunk returned to Pine Ridge today with a nice new buggy. He said he purchased it.
Tanner, how many times do I have to tell you to put down them papers?
Now, I reckon why a feller'd be buying a buggy nowadays for...
That's his business.
Yeah.
Our business is starting a library.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. I know Ezra now. He started a buggy fund back in 1913. He used to talk about it all the time. I ain't heard him mention it, but more than likely he finally saved enough to buy it. Good for him.
Yeah, good for Ezra. Now, yes, settle down, because we got a lot of books left.
Oh, I hope it's got rubber tires on it. Wanted one of them all my life.
We'll take these that Cedric brought in now. There's The Last of the Mohicans, Black Beauty, Ms. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch. Grannies, we've already got most of these.
Yeah, well, put them in a stove there, and I'll burn them up later on.
No, no, we want to have duplicates of our books.
Want to do what of them?
Have duplicates. That way, more than one person can read the same book at the same time.
Just stand behind one another, huh?
No, no. Different ones take out different books.
Huh?
All the big libraries does that. Just put them up there at the other.
Yeah, all right. And a more, and a more. Never know they made but one book of a kind.
Tom Brown School Days.
Tom Brown? Oh, dog, it's long. Look there.
Now what?
I bound you Elizabeth will just be tickled to death. Looky there, Thomas Meegan.
Thomas Meegan?
Coming to the county seat Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Abner, what are you talking about?
It says it right here in black and ink. Thomas Meegan, Lila Lee, and Theodore Roberts in male and female. Biggest picture of the year at the Gym Theater Friday, Saturday,
and... Let me see that paper.
I'm just going to pack Elizabeth up and carry her right in there. Oh, she's just plumb crazy about that Thomas Meegan, that black wavy hair of his.
Abner.
And looky here, Lum, they're showing a Fatty Arbuckle comedy along with it. Oh, he's the out-cappinest clown I ever set eyes on.
Abner, for goodness sakes, look at the date of this paper.
Huh?
1923. No wonder Ezra's buying a new buggy. You've been reading a newspaper that's 30 years old. Give me every newspaper you got there. Come on, give
but
them
But wait a minute. What are you going to do with them, Lom?
Never mind what I'm going to do with them.
Well, Lom, tell me now. Wait a minute there. Here's something awfully interesting. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. He's coming back in here, Lom.
And look, he's got some more books.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's helping me get the library started. I got a good mind to take him in partnerships with me instead of you.
Lom, this was part of my idea. Don't forget that.
Now just let it go. Come on in, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
Well, I've got some more books. Where do you want them?
Just set them down there at the other, Cedric.
Some of them's kind of tore. Does that matter?
No, just so they can be read. Let's see. What did you get this time? Black Beauty, Lorna Doone. Grannies, we're getting too many duplicates here. Wait a minute. Where'd you get these, Cedric?
Same place I got them others.
For goodness sakes, Abner, I told you to watch what you's doing.
Well, I ain't doing nothing.
Just look up there at them shelves where you've been putting the books.
I know where I've been putting... Huh? They ain't there.
Of course they ain't. You crazy idiot, instead of putting them on the shelf, you've been putting them right out the window. And Cedric's been bringing them right back in here.
Huh?
I'll go outside and catch them again. Boy, this is fun.